Welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Appreciate you for allowing me to be your host. So we spend this time talking through salvation again. Now, if I do what I do not want to do, it is no longer I who do it, but it is sin living in me that does it. How many of you are tempted to see sin as just being some kind of non-living entity that's just there? It's just something we talk about, but it's not anything. It's just something we do. Paul describes it as living and doing. Sin living in me that does it. Sin that does it. Sin living and doing. And remember what I shared with you, that definition. I sure wish I remembered which book I was reading when I read that. It was a theological dictionary. I do remember that, but I don't remember which one. An organized force. And it is malicious. Talking about sin. It is organized. It is malicious. It is vicious. And we see its expression when people express their hatred. Hatred of people is sinful. To hate people because of their race is a sin. And you see sin being expressed as people pull out their guns and murder, shoot down. Doesn't matter whether they're you wearing a uniform or not. When they shoot down someone who posed no threat to them or to the community, no threat to anyone. When you see sin, when you see someone raping another person, sin in that person is being expressed. That person is responsible for what they do, but they are acting out the sinfulness of their heart. Sin, living and doing. So in verse 21, the Apostle Paul said, so I find this law at work. When I want to do good, evil is right there with me. For in my inner being, I delight in God's law. A lot of people debate whether Paul was saved at the time of this writing. Some people say no. This is not the story of a struggle that a person had after having been born again. This is the story of a struggle that a person had before they were recreated, reborn, birthed again, made a new person, a new creature. Now, other people say, no. He is talking about what was going on in his life after he yielded his life to the Lord Jesus. Well, he says here, in my inner being, I delight in God's law. I'm not really sure what to make of that. I'm not going to say definitively that the only people who can delight in God's law are people who are born again. But that is my guess. But I say that's my guess because there are a lot of people who are not born again who say they love the song. But when he says, I delight in God's law, in my inner being, I delight in God's law. He was making it clear that he understood what God required of him. And as he read those requirements, he took delight in them. He enjoyed learning what he was learning about what God required of him. So then the question becomes, okay, since Paul was also a Pharisee and he was very, very knowledgeable of what God said in his law, was he also delighting in God's law as a Pharisee who persecuted the church? Even though he was misguided at the time. That's why I really don't want us to get into the whole issue of whether he was saved or not at the time. Because as I said earlier, a lot of what Paul experienced, people can experience whether born again or not. There are a lot of people who can say, hey, you know what? I know what I should be doing. My conscience keeps bothering me. And very often, God is the one dealing with us through our consciences, whether we are born again or not. Read again Romans chapters 1 and 2, particularly the part where the Apostle Paul talked about how God deals with people through their consciences, even when they do not have the law. And as a result, they are held accountable. Verse 22, he says, for in my inner being, I delight in God's law, but I see another law at work in the members of my body, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within my members. And then he says, what a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body of death? Rescue is the word he used. He was in a battle that he was losing. Who will rescue me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So then I myself in my mind am a slave to God's law, but in the sinful nature, a slave to the law of sin. We're going to be looking some more the next time at some of the great truths he shared with us in Romans chapter 8. And I am really going to be excited about getting to the part where he talks about the saints of God being more than conquerors. It's going to be great. Talking about salvation, and I appreciate you so much for joining me and the discussion. Coming up next, let's examine courage again, particularly the courage of Jesus, our Lord and Savior.